Good morning, good morning. Let us go to prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious, loving God, I want to thank you for waking each and every one up this morning. Father, teach us to pray, how much we want to yearn from you and willing to your way. I want to thank you for that your Son lives within us. What a joy for to know that he is our teacher, that through him we can learn to pray. Day by day, your Spirit works in us, motivate us, abide in us, Christ, and Christian, and pray in faith, moving your mighty hands to fulfill your purpose. We want to pray for the sick and the shut in. We want to pray to go by the nursing home this morning. Touch Reverend Grissom this morning, Lord Jesus. Touch. We want to also pray for Charlie Lewis' mother. She crossed over yesterday, Lord Jesus. Pray for the family that's going through this morning, Lord. Pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Rutherspoon for saying yes to this call. Thank you for the person who delivered this message this morning. TMC family, thank you for listening. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Cox. How are you this morning?
I am outstanding, and thank you for taking this call. God bless you, and have an awesome day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me say thank you, Minister Cox, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Good morning, everyone. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to welcome you all and thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God reverence, praise, glory, and the honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two super fantastic, amazing, and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God does things decent and in order, when he had the call founded, it was founded on his word. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. Rain, snow, sleet, shine, or hail, holiday, or what have you, we will be here each Monday through Friday. If you want to listen to today's message again after the call, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been recorded and archived from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord stored up in your belly, a praise report, or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us moving to enhance and the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. The Kings of Artists and Corporate Artists International will be hosting an Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas on March 27th. through the 29th at the Houston Marriott West Chase. We know that the Kings always bring forth good fruit, so don't want to miss it. Check your back office or visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com for more information. If you're going to be at the conference, we are looking for volunteers for the Sunday service. If you would, email us at info@themasterscall.net. If you want to be a part of the choir, if you just want to greet, if you want to help us in any way, shape, or form, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So I am going to go ahead and get out of the way and let the woman of God, who is going to bless our socks off, come forth. Today's is none other than our very own Minister Ada Grace. Minister Ada Grace is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbreath at Caledron Road Church, Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicating to help women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. So I introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own TMC sister, Minister Ada Grace. Minister Ada, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can, but if you could speak up a little bit, that would be great.
Okay, let me adjust my little headphones. Is that a little bit better now?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I often say about Minister Kai, she has that sultry, beautiful voice. So thank you for that warm introduction this morning. I want to thank you, Minister Cox, for that wonderful tag, the one who serves. Amen. Thank you for seating and greeting the people of God this morning with an excitement. I love when I encounter someone who is excited about the Lord. And of course, I want to honor the innovators of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for your leadership, for your consistency and excellence. And thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for your example, for your super fantastic attitude in serving. Well, dearly beloved, I was the alternate behind the great maestro, Mr. Chuck Brown. So as I was preparing to come before you this morning, the Lord put it on my heart that there comes times in our lives when we may be in an unfamiliar place. We may be on uncharted waters, if you will. We may even be what you call a hard place. How do you respond when you are in a hard place? So if I was to entitle this message this morning, I would have to name it, When You Are in a Hard Place, Give Thanks. My text of scripture will come from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. And I want to begin at the 16th verse. It is suggested that the Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Thessalonica, and he says in the 16th verse that we are to rejoice always. Verse 17 says to pray without ceasing. And then my key scripture for this morning is 18, where it says, in everything. Right where you are, just, I know I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me. Just repeat this after me. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, I don't know where you are, dearly beloved, on your journey of life. I don't know where you are spiritually. I don't know where you are relationship-wise. I don't know where you are as far as your business or your ministry. But one thing that I love about the simplicity of this text this morning is it is just that. It says, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. A couple of months ago, I was sharing with one of my big sisters here in Chicago, Candy, and I just want to thank God for the TNC family and my big sisters, Candy and Willa, and just the body of Christ. I am coming to you from the hospital room of my mother, who is resting comfortably. And I was sharing with them, there was an incident when I was at work where I began to weep. I began to cry almost uncontrollably. Well, for many of you that don't know, just to make it really quick, I work for Amtrak, and I work in the cafe car. And so I'm serving people with a smile, if you will, when they come up to the counter. And there was a customer, one customer in the line. She came up, and as soon as she said, "How are you?" by the time she got you out, the tears began to well up in my eyes, and she only wanted a cup of coffee, so I served her and sold her a cup of coffee. And then I went to my conductor with tears in my eyes, and I said, I really don't know what's going on. I'm very emotional right now, but I'm going to have to go into the washroom and get myself together. Well, on the train, there's no one to replace you. There's only you, that one single employee that serves everybody. And I went into the washroom, and I just began to weep. I didn't know why I was weeping. I didn't know why I was crying. But I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, what is going on? Is it the hormones? What are you preparing me for?" Is the question that I began to ask of the Lord. And I just took some time to get my composure to weep. I really believe, dearly beloved and dearly brothers and sisters, that God has a way of preparing us for what's ahead if we pay attention. I had sent out a text to my children, all was well. Checked in on my mom, all was well. Checked with my husband, all was well. I was trying to figure out why I had become so emotional, why I was crying and weeping when it seemed as if all was well. I don't know. I may have a witness out there where God has a way of letting you know you are going to be coming up to a major trial or a hard place, if you will. And those tears was a way of saying, "Lord, I don't know." But just as the scripture text says to pray without ceasing, I began to pray. I began to rejoice and say, "Lord, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. Perhaps you're preparing me for something that's just getting ready to bless my socks off." And those tears are tears of joy. But whatever it is, as the text say, I'm going to give you thanks. I'm going to give you thanks no matter what. And I want to say to you, for those, Minister Kai did a wonderful series on spiritual maturity. If you want to grow up, amen, as a seasoned saint, you have to take the word, apply the word, live the word on a daily basis, no matter what. As I've been here in Chicago ministering to my mom, I have read all of the cards and the looked at the beautiful flowers and roses of people from the church and the neighborhood and just friends and just the body of Christ, how they want to keep her encouraged during this time. And as I have conversations with my mom, I am so thankful that I can serve her. I'm so thankful that I'm in a position that I have a supportive and loving husband who says, "Go, to Mama, I got to work and hold things down here, but you go and be with Mom." You see, it's really easy. Somebody can say amen if they want to. It's really easy to give thanks and rejoice when things are going well, when you have a couple of zeros behind the numbers in your bank account, when you walk, you got a sassy step, when you don't feel it all right, you know, have no aches and pains. It's so wonderful during that season of your life to give thanks, to praise God. And when folks ask you how you're doing, you just can't wait to tell them, oh, I'm just blessed, highly favored, I'm fantastic. But what about when you're in that hard place? What about when you've gotten a prognosis or a diagnosis? What about when you get that phone call from a child? Are you still able to do what the text says and everything give thanks? Are you still able to have a prayer in your heart? Now, I tell you, this has been a real test of our faith, but I'm so encouraged. I'm so thankful, truly thankful. I remember when I read that text of scripture many years ago, I was also in a hard place at that time. And isn't that just like the Word of God? You can read the same text of scripture at one point in your life, and it can minister to you so richly, and you can get fresh revelation and understanding. And then that same scripture can minister you in a powerful and new way when you go years later, when you're going through something else. I love that. I love that about the Word of God. As I prepare to close, I want to say to any of you that may be in a hard place or maybe in an exalted place, in a happy place, if you will, learn how to give thanks in every situation. Learn to give thanks even for the difficult things that come into your life, because you know what happens through those difficult situations, those trials, or even the happy times. First of all, know that seasons change and things change. When you are in a good place, give thanks. Keep a prayer in your heart. Rejoice with those that are happy. But when you are in a hard place, continue to give thanks. Continue to give thanks for the lessons that come out of that trial. Continue to give God thanks that you are able to endure it. Give thanks in everything. That's so plain. You can't make it no plainer than that. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to close with a simple story. When my son, who is now 18, KJ, was in kindergarten, we had one car at that time, and so his father had the car, and I was walking him to school, and I looked up, and I saw that it was very cloudy, and we had forgot to take an umbrella, and I looked down at my son, and we were kind of like halfway to the school, halfway from the house, and I remember just grabbing my son's hand, and I said, KJ, let's pray. And he looked up at me. He said, okay, Mom. I said, Father God, would you be so kind as to please hold back the rain until I can get KJ to school? We don't have an umbrella. I don't want him to be wet or uncomfortable. So please, Father God, would you be so kind as to hold back the rain? And so we just began to walk a little bit quicker. And as soon, and I kid you not, as this happened yesterday, as soon as we got on the steps of his school, the drops began to come down. The raindrops began to come down. And my son looked up at me and he said, Mama, Mama, God answered your prayer. God answered your prayer. And I believe that when we can give thanks for the small answers to prayer as well as to the big answers to prayer, God is pleased. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always. 17 says, to pray without ceasing. And 18 says, in everything. Come on and say it with me now. In everything, give thanks. Back to the host, Kai.
Thank you, Minister Ada, for that word from the Lord. I will call you back for the benediction, but let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you to say thank you. Thank you for the woman of God Minister Ada Grace, who came before us and blessed us. In everything, give thanks. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are continuing to rest, rule, and abide in Minister Ada's life. Lord, continue to give Mother Jessie Bromfield peace about her current situation. Let her have your peace, which passes all understanding. Continue to allow her to rest comfortably as she is in this season of her life. Let everything that Minister Ada puts her hand to prosper. Touch her ministry, bless her marriage, her children. Every situation that comes to her, Lord, allow her to know that you are in control, that you have her best interest at heart, and that this hard place is just preparing her for that next season of elevation. So we will just join in with her, and Lord, just continue to touch her physical body. Father, your word says, by his stripes we are healed. She is the healed, protecting her health, whole and healthy, walking according to your will for her life. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. You know every desire of their hearts, Father, and your word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So give them the desires of their heart, Father. Give them the exceeding and abundantly according to the power which worketh in them. Continue to just breathe life into every situation they face. You are in control, Father, and allow them to walk surrendered in your perfect will for them in this season. We ask that you just be with, that you just continue to be with Charlie Lewis and her family, oh Heavenly Father, as they are preparing for the homegoing service of her mother. Give them your peace that passes all understanding. Be a comfort to them. Wrap your loving arms around them. Send ministering angels to just be with them as they walk out this process. Only you know what they need in this time, oh God. So we ask that you continue to just rest with them. To give them your joy, O Heavenly Father. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we ask that you just continue to comfort them, to guide them, to walk out the preparation of this home going with them, to allow them to celebrate with joy the life of their mother, their aunt, their sister. Be with them in this time of bereavement. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and Artists International, which is the thread that brought us all together here. Father, continue to shake up and shift and move out and cut away and burn off anything that is not like you. Father, you know every need on this line. You knew before we spoke them. You know the unspoken needs. So, Father, I ask you right now to just continue to minister to those needs. Sickness and disease and issues are all names that must bow down to the name of Jesus. So as we continue to walk out that which you have given us to walk out in this life, we will continue in all things to give thanks because we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now, the enemy tries to use those things to hurt us, but we also know, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It may form. The devil may use it to attack us, but it will not prosper. So we thank you and we praise you because we know that you love us enough to protect us even from ourselves at times. We just want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. See, because without you, we would be a mess, Lord. And we know and understand that you love us more than we love ourselves. You sent your son to the cross to die, that we may be restored to right relationship with you, that we may come boldly to the throne of grace and receive mercy. So we just want to thank you and just acknowledge that you are God all by yourself. We understand that we are nothing without you, but that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We exalt your holy name. We magnify your name, O Lord, because you are worthy of that and so much more. So as we get ready to close this call out, we just want to say thank you. We just want to glorify your name, magnify your name, exalt your name, oh God, because you are worthy. You are worthy of that and so much more. So we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you and lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to today's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. The Kings of Artists and Corporate Artists International will be hosting the Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas, March 27th through the 29th at the Houston Marriott West Chase. If you want to volunteer for the service on Sunday, you know, if you want to sing in the choir, if you want to help greet the people as they come in, please, 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 if you want to help us serve in any capacity, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And again, the speaker for the conference, the motivational speaker, will be none other than Mr. Les Brown. So you truly, truly don't want to miss it. If you need more information, please visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. So we are just so excited about what's going on the call and the upcoming conferences. You can check our website, themasterscall.net, for the prayer objectives for the call as well as the upcoming conference. We are just so excited that you choose to join us each and every morning to give praise, glory, and honor to our God and also to start your day with a word from the Lord. Minister Ada, would you please come and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Kai. Can you join us in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come before your throne truly thankful, truly humbled, Father God, for your goodness, your loving kindness, for your grace and for your mercy to everyone that is on this call, whether they're in a hard place or a joyful place. I pray, Father God, that you will minister to them, that they would learn to thank you in all circumstances and everything. Bless us, keep us as we go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.